Have you ever seen one with legs that might go in an old fireplace?
Yes.
What would you call it?
A skillet. Well, my mother-in-law called it leg skillet. Because you could just set it in a fireplace and fry your eggs or make homemade bread or something in it.
Yeah.
And she called it a leg skillet because it just sat there.
What would you call something big and black and round?
Oh, a potbelly.
Well, that you might boil water.
Kettle.
What?
A potbelly kettle.
Okay, okay.
Because there are potbelly.
Yeah.
They're big and round.
Yeah.
I call them a potbelly kettle.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call something that you know, like that, that's glass and you might put flowers in?
Oh, a vase.
Okay.
A boss.
Which do you usually say?
Vase.
Okay. Well, when you hear somebody say boss, what do you think?
Well, a vase.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
Flowers, or they come from England, must be, or from another part of the world.
A person who says that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Tries to make themselves, you know, big by saying something like a boss.
Yeah, okay. Okay, when you set the table, you know, the stuff that goes around the plate, you'd say...
Napkins, or, what do they call them? Placemats.
Okay, but the thing.
Oh, the forks and knives and spoons.
Okay.
Silverware.
Okay, and
then you put a napkin.
Forks and knives, and if you just
put
one on the knives, if you have two knives, or you have one
fork,
or you
have a spoon, or you have a salad fork.
Yeah.
Or a soup spoon.
How many knives do you usually put out?
I put one knife, one fork, a salad fork. I do a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we have tea. But when we have coffee, well, I change the teaspoon to a teaspoon for their coffee.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Let's see. After, you might say about somebody, after she washes the dishes, then she what them in cold water?
Oh, she rinses them in cold water. Rinses.
Yeah, okay.
Or she could, if she's got a dishwasher, but some of them don't have them.
Yeah.
But I'd rather wash them myself and rinse them real good and put them in it, because this way you just might as well just go ahead and wash them.
Yeah.
Because you have to wash all the stuff off the plate. Then you got to stick it in there. Then if they're a little bit dirty, then you have to do it all over again. This way I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah.
Then I know it's washed and rinsed real good.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
A dishcloth.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for drying dishes?
Dry cloth.
Okay. And what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Face cloth.
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
bath towel.
Okay. And if you want some water, you go in the kitchen and you turn on the
faucet.
Okay. And let's see, if it's out in the backyard where you hook up the hose, you'd call it a
outside faucet.
Okay. If it's on a big barrel, like a water barrel or something like that, sometimes there's a little thing.
Oh, it's a water faucet.
Okay. Would you ever call anything besides faucet?
If
it's on a
hydrant.
Okay, that would be on a barrel?
On a barrel.
Okay. What if it had a little push button, what would you call it?
A push-in hydrant.
Okay, okay. You might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
Okay.
And busted.
Okay.
Sprung a leak.
Yeah, okay. And you might say, I hope it won't, again tonight?
Freeze.
Okay, and if it doesn't freeze, then the water pipes won't
break.
Okay, or if you were going to use the same word that you used
broke.